Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on March 8th, 2017. Our guest today is Chris Caton, Head of Research for Industrial REIT Prologis. We're going to talk about what Prologis' latest research has to say about the market for logistics space. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Alan, it's great to be here.
So, Chris, Prologis published a report earlier this month detailing worldwide trends in the industrial real estate sector, and it looks as though rent growth remained strong pretty much across the board. So is that just a function of demand, or what do you see going on here?
Yeah, indeed, you're right. I think rent growth has been healthy. Demand is one factor, but in fact, I'd point to four different factors, and I'll quickly tick through them. The first is just basically where rents were at the trough of the last cycle and where the prospects for recovery. The second is the pace at which supply has come back for industry reasons. I think the third is just general barriers to supply. And then the fourth is, in fact, that demand perspective. So if we tick through each of these in a little bit more detail, where were rents? Look, rents fell by a good amount in the last cycle related to supply, but also related, obviously, to the global financial crisis. And just simply getting back to a more normal level has really fueled a lot of the rent growth. One thing we're seeing is a transition in what drives rent growth, and that comes to maybe the supply side. Supply has also come back in a more gradual rate than I think many expected several years ago. And when we look at the industry, I think there are a few changes that have happened, either around the financing that's available for development or simply the actors engaging in development, but supply has come back slower than anyone imagined. Third, and this is one of the details in the report, is that the barriers to supply are starting to matter more. You're seeing that simple constraints to supply plus customers being more interested in growing are driving rents. And then the fourth, indeed, as you point out, is demand. Demand has gotten better over the years. That's more a story outside the U.S. than inside the U.S., but it certainly also is a story in the U.S.
And that increased demand, you know, you read a lot lately about, for example, e-commerce, you know, and what online retail is doing for industrial space. Is that where most of that increased demand for space is coming from?
You know, there's a couple of different categories that are driving demand. What I'd say is demand growth has been multifaceted. Again, this is a space that was depressed in the global financial crisis and been coming back in kind of a measured and gradual way. In fact, demand has been in line or better than would be suggested by economic growth. I think part of that's catch up with the downturn, but I think part of it is e-commerce, as you're talking about, and some of it is just links to basic demographic growth, things like food or consumer products grow in good times and bad. So indeed, demand has been better. E-commerce is part of this story. I think it's relatively well understood, but these are very intensive users of logistics real estate. We find our e-commerce customers use about three times as much space as a traditional customer. So not only are they a growth category, but they're an intensive user as well. So that's driving demand. But I'd say the overall expansion in the economy is contributing to this. And we're at a point now in the maturation of the cycle that we find our customers are fully utilizing the space. And if anything, I think they may be overutilizing the space. And as they get to a more sustainable and normal and perhaps lower level of utilization rate, we could also see added demand as customers optimize their networks and lease more space to most optimally distribute to their end customers. You know, the last thing I'd say is there's still categories of the economy that are still depressed and growing. You know, the housing space is one of them. It's a category that's been one of the fastest growing categories over the last year in the logistics real estate space, not only on the construction side, but perhaps on the furniture side and other related household formation categories. So not only do we have multiple tailwinds that have driven the last few years, I think there are multiple tailwinds that can drive the next few years.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, though, is that you know, rents are increasing, demand is also increasing. Normally that's a signal that we're going to see more entrance into the market and development growth. You don't seem to think that'll be the case, though.
It's a good question. I think supply and demand will be balanced going forward. We've had 7 years where demand was in excess of supply. Vacancy rates are at historic levels. And that is really what matters, is vacancy rates in the United States are below 5%, vacancy rates in Europe are below 6%. And there's just this acute lack of available product for our customers to be able to grow their businesses and grow over time. Now, so I would think that naturally there's going to be more developers in the space. But I'll tell you, you know, today's logistics real estate business is much different than a generation ago. Buildings are much larger in scale. The industry is global in nature. Customer relationships matter more than ever. So certainly there's a room and a need for more development, but I think it's a pretty tough space to get in. Just from an industry perspective, to say nothing of you know, the challenges around putting capital together to finance development.
And Chris, finally, you know, putting this report together on demand and trends in the industrial real estate sector worldwide, what was the biggest surprise to you?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the key messages here is the evolution of the rent cycle. It's early on in the cycle, and so if we think about the U.S. or even globally, you know, if we think about 2011, 2012, even the subsequent year or two after that, it's really about unwinding discounts from the recession. Now, as we transition to the mid phase of the cycle, it's really about growth of the space. And what we see is the drivers of rent growth change. So it's not about unwinding discounts. It's about customers being focused on the right real estate for their space. And I think you're going to start to see more differentiation by market. So the markets that outperformed the last few years were those that were the hardest hit. I think last year, to a lesser degree, the prior year, so 2016 and maybe 2015, but certainly in 2017, I think you're going to see markets that have that are major consumer markets that have barriers to supply are gonna experience the strongest growth in rent growth.
All right. Well, Chris, I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.